This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the battle to overturn Roe v. Wade gains some more allies. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
In their constant fight to overturn Roe v. Wade, the Georgia Right to Life added four more state lawmakers to their petition to the United States Supreme Court. With the addition of Representative Charlize Byrd, N. Stanley Gunter, Philip Singleton, and Tyler Paul Smith, the pro-life battalion of more than 300 lawmakers from 34 states continues to grow in strength and numbers. Georgia Right to Life President Ricardo Davis said that, "Those who value the sanctity of human life and the personhood of every preborn child are grateful for the courage shown by these Georgia Right to Life endorsed legislators in taking a public stand against an ungodly, horrendous ruling that has claimed the lives of more than 62 million innocent children." The pro-life case that involves the Mississippi law banning abortions after 15 weeks asserts that Roe v. Wade is based on inadequate reasoning. It's at odds with modern law, and it has been undermined by modern science. And that the 1973 case that legalized abortion nationwide was risen to the national level where it is indefinitely more difficult to resolve. It summarizes saying that Roe has made this court the sole arbiter of abortion regulation. Georgia Right to Life President Davis commented that overturning Roe v. Wade would return the power to end abortion to the states. In Georgia, that would clear the way to adopting a personhood amendment to our Constitution in order to guarantee the protection of all innocent human life, from earliest beginning through natural death. The case is expected to be heard sometime in the fall with the possibility of a ruling in the spring of 2022. Pray for wisdom, justice, and that the life of the unborn will be saved. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.